What Holly did next was go over ground I knew already. Talked about how it was the magnetic drainage of the record pulses off the coil which had caused the problem in the first place. Reminded me why this prevented a screen from being used to view it. Next, he re-outlined how he had hoped that, using his own little helmet and his own mind, a commonality to the two separate brainwave patterns could be artificially and temporarily induced. He had worried that it was either an impossible scenario to attempt the commonality at all, or that too much strain would result from the two different patterns conflicting in unison. But instead, a third thing had happened. A third field had been created between his pattern and the other. It had been this third field which had provided the channel of reception, and this was a real boon. For not only did it allow him to see what was going on, but it had also allowed him to retain perspective over the process. "That's what you meant when you said you could feel him feeling his emotions?" I prompted. He nodded vigorously.
"Exactly. It gave me the immersion I wanted, but it also kept me a step back, prevented the possibility of a psychological conflict."
"Something conflicted," I pointed out. He smiled wanly.
"Well, yes. There was a conflict of sorts, but not the kind that you and Lyra had feared. It was not a conflict of psyche."
"Then of what?"
"Of intensity."
He leaned back in his chair and sighed, spreading his hands on the tabletop.
"It was simply too strong, even with the sense of detachment. Not that I felt I was being sucked in or anything,"
he was quick to add.
"It's just that the emanations were simply too powerful. They caused an overload."
I thought a minute. "Couldn't you simply turn it down?" He frowned, shook his head.
"We're on the lowest gain now. The trouble is, my helmet requires a certain minimum charge to function."
I nodded. "I see the problem." He nodded in return, but rather unhappily.
"There is one more possibility, however."
"And that is?" He looked reluctant.
"Well, it could be that the intensity of reception is not due to the charge needed to power the suit. It could be that, well, it could be,"
finished Lyra from the doorway,
"the fact that we are dealing with a very unusual man. A very unusual, highly dynamic man."
She walked over and sat down in the seat next to me. In her hand was a coil tape.
"Battlefield conditions produce inordinate stress in anyone, but in Felix..."
"You know what his name is?"
"Was, yes. It was Felix,"
Holly amended. "Was?" I asked, surprised. "You mean he died?" "Well, no wonder."
"No," said Holly quickly. "He didn't die on me."
"But you think he will?" I persisted. Holly's smile was grim. He nodded.
"I think so. In fact,"
he added, looking sad and very, very far away,
"I can't conceive of any other possibility.